How amazing that the self nature is inherently complete. How amazing that the self nature neither moves nor stays. How amazing that all Dharma come from this self nature.
So the last stanza is most important. How amazing that all Dharma come from that self nature, that true nature. That's why from this true nature, the first thing to come out is a pure awareness nature. But to access this, you need a form and mind. You need to be born into the existential world. That's why there is a karmic nature that can give you the condition to be born into the existential world. Then, when you are born into this existential, there is a form and mind. For our case, this is a human being, understand not? So for our case, this one is a human being. So as a human being, you have the physical body, you have the mind. But this mind, there are two mind. One is the true mind, which is this one, the original one, that is responsible for the creation of the mundane thinking. That's why the five aggregate of form and mind, second aspect, the thought, that one is Sankara. That one is the citta. That one is the one that actually developed this mundane mind, mundane thinking. All of creation, from there it creates the phenomenal world of consciousness. So when you understand the movement, then you understand this is very important. This is the primordial. This was there all the while. This is unborn, undying. But you need a form and mind for you to come, understand not? That's why the purpose of this teaching is to let you know that when you come as a human being or any living being, you can still cultivate. But as a human being, it's the best. Because here you have the complete experience of suffering and non-suffering. You can have enlightened being, you can have suffering being, and you can experience hell when your karmic condition is such. That's why you will experience them. So in fact, if you read the sutta, the Buddha in fact mentioned most of the Sammasambuddha, when they become Sammasambuddha, they like to take birth within the human realm. Understand not? Yeah, this is the place where all the reality manifest. So what happened is, to transform this, to develop wisdom so that you can return to this pure awareness nature, to realize that you have a nature within, which is the unborn and other things. Then when this nature develops the wisdom and the understanding through the direct seeing, then it understands what this is and what this is. Then it is not deluded by it. Then it will know how to develop the enlightenment until the mundane mind ceases and the pure awareness also ceases. You return to this. So not everybody can come into contact with this pure awareness nature to return. Without a form and mind, this is impossible. That's why the cultivation is so complicated and not easy. Without this understanding, you cannot do it, because what is being cut off is here. Living being born into this as a human being, as a living being, they create this delusion, and through the karmic process, they play with the phenomenal world of consciousness. That's why insistent birth and death, understand not? Continuous. To break free is to understand that this one, the form and mind, is not you. But it's a vehicle and tool for you to come. And through this, you can meditate to realize the gateway to return, to stabilize it, to return. You can do the sainthood way also, and free. But the bodhisattva way, you need to develop the fourth support, which is the gateway to come back to here. Then from here, you will know how to cease and develop this pure awareness, nature, meditation, until you can illuminate this nature. That's why the Bodhi mind, that illuminates the nature is the third stage of Bohemian development. Then when he completely illuminates, he will understand the unreality of all this, and he will know samsara is no more a problem. That's why the fourth stage of Bohemian development is Bohemian that can renounce samsara. Samsara is no more an issue. The birth and death, to them, is wonderful existence. Understand? It's no more like before. Before you have this understanding. That's why the Mahayana teaching, the teaching that lead you to the supreme vehicle to realize Sammasambuddhahood, is a very, very complete teaching that can understand all creation. That's why it goes back to that nature. And that nature is the missing link that scientists cannot understand and penetrate. Well, if you don't meditate, you cannot. So, although science has progressed and developed a lot of breakthrough to understand what our universe is, but the more they know, the more they don't know. Because too massive the universe, too extensive. And all this scientific law, they study until they also very confused, because it happened at, now they talk about multi-universe, parallel universe, and a lot of quantum level type of thing, and they are still learning. Because they cannot penetrate this pure awareness nature, you cannot understand the totality of what the universe is.